Hello, everybody. This is Luke Kramer with the Star Coalition. I'm very excited to have with us for a few minutes here Paul Gianfrido. He's the president and CEO of Mental Health America, also the author of a really profound, moving book called Losing Tim. And if you get a chance to be able to pick up a copy of that, it's an amazing story about his family and the struggle with mental illness that a lot of us are that deal with on a daily basis. But thank you, Paul, for taking a few minutes to speak to us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, obviously, the landscape is changing for a lot of people right now. Can you tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, things that you're seeing throughout advocacy or maybe some observations you've seen since this pandemic has started? What are some things that you're seeing out there?
Well, from the perspective of Mental Health America, which is the nation's oldest, longest-standing mental health advocacy organization, we've become busier than ever. And I think this is for a few reasons. One is that simply more people are coming to us to connect with us and to learn more about what's happening. You know, everybody is worried about COVID-19, but for so many people, that worry is transitioning into anxiety or into depression. And they come to our online screening program and they take a mental health screen and are doing so in dramatically increasing numbers. And the severity of the results that we're seeing is also increasing, whether it's people who are newly screening for anxiety or depression, or people where we haven't seen an increase around something like psychosis screening, but we're seeing the severity levels of those screeners increase. The reality is, the COVID-19 situation is affecting people's mental health deeply. And what I'm telling people as we head toward the curve, where the curve is expected to bend here, for us, that's more like the eye of a hurricane. And the back end of this looks like it's going to be as brutal as the front end of this has been, except we're going to start with the 100-mile-an-hour winds when we start going down the backside with thousands of more people that we've already seen with anxiety, with clinical anxiety, thousands of more people with severe depression, you know, thousands more people with mental health conditions that have been exacerbated by this. And the reality that we're all going to have to do something about this. You know, we've been saying that if we only see a 10 to 20% increase in the behavioral health needs of the community as a result of this, and in our guts, I think we know that it's probably going to be more than that. That translates into a $25 to $50 billion price tag for the nation as a whole. And we haven't seen a whole lot of evidence at the policy level that policymakers are paying much attention to this. So for us, we're also busy because as we've moved from how people are relying on us and the things for which they need from us to what we can do for them and the community as advocates, we're seeing a tremendous need and a lot of effort on our part being made to influence those policymakers to recognize what's happening in the country here and to help us do something about it. So things are busier than ever before. I think they're going to continue to get busier. I think the mental health needs of the population are going to be increasing, not diminishing, and that we can't just expect them to go away on their own. And certainly if our experience in the last several weeks is any indication, we as mental health advocates are going to be in for a rough ride toward the end of this storm, toward the back half of this storm, which is really going to be playing out over the next weeks, months, and if we do nothing, years.
So it is a trying time for many people. And I know that many people appreciate the work that Mental Health America is doing, not only on the national side talking about policy, but also right down to the communities that are being served in the neighborhoods and people who are in direct need of the services and support that you guys offer. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, Paul, and I hope that maybe in the next couple of weeks we can get back together and chat and you can maybe give us some more perspectives on what you're seeing. But we'd love to have you back just for a few minutes to talk some more.
Sounds great.
if you guys get a chance, please go to the Mental Health America website at mhanational.org, mhanational.org. There you can actually screen to kind of get a scope of what you, where you are, and also share the screening tool with many others. You can also learn about Caregivers Toolkit. They've got Thrive tools to Thrive for the upcoming Mental Health Awareness Month coming up next month. Find your local chapters, but please donate and support Mental Health America right now, because now more than ever, as Paul mentioned, we need support. We need to be out there in public letting people know that there are resources available, and that's only going to happen if organizations like Mental Health America have your support. So thanks again, Paul, for joining us, and we hope to speak to you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you.